All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm with Juan O'Savin again, and we're going to put all the rumors to rest with Trump on the Epstein list, on the Epstein files, and kind of dig deep into this. I don't know. They're playing poker, it looks like to me, Juan, with Hillary Clinton and Trump. I mean, she looks like she's trying her best to call his bluff, saying, you know what? Yeah, I'll testify for Epstein, but I want my testimony on on Jeffrey Epstein public. Let's stop the games. That's what it says right here.
Mm-hmm.
So Juanito, can you hear me, Juanito?
Nino. Well, I mean, this is a fight for life. You know, the Clintons are on the hook on the foundation stuff. For example, Trump's main effort, everything that you see him do from this point forward should be viewed in the light of his main objective, which is the 2026 election cycle and all the dramas coming into that. For example, some of the stuff you're going to hear about over the next days, weeks, goes back to Haiti. The first time that Smartmatic was really pushed by the Clintons, and of course that became Dominion. It's still a Smartmatic system in Los Angeles or in LA County, the largest county in the country, where they supposedly built their own vote machine counting system, but it's all based on Smartmatic. Everything that he does, Epstein, banking, anything, you have to view it in the light of the 2026 election cycle and what he's about to do. He's going to declare a national emergency regarding elections. He's going to issue an executive order about how the election has to be conducted. This is an existential end-of-life event for most of the Democrats, the Democrat Party, and many of the RINOs, specifically front and center Utah, for example, where it's all run as a Republican state, but totally fraudulent within the way they run the primaries and the elections. So with that in mind, everything Trump does is about setting them up. It's like volleyball. Somebody receives the ball, moves it to the right place, and somebody goes to spike it right at the net. Remember, Southern District in New York had all the Epstein information for about 20 years, and they had plenty of time to sift through it, all of the sycophants to try and play with it, to come up with little angles. Even some of the stuff you're hearing about from Epstein and Trump. So Epstein makes a memo to himself concerning Trump. For the record, just to keep my mind clear, okay? And then he couches it a certain way. He's trying to lay the groundwork for some later period of time that he might use. His own attorney, just a couple of days before he suddenly died in his cell, his attorney that interviewed Epstein directly in preparation for some of his trial stuff, said that he asked Epstein directly, what's in there about Trump? And he said, nothing. I don't have anything.
Trump even says right here, Trump drops whopper of a claim when NBC anchor asks if he'll testify on Epstein files in blockbuster interview. And Trump said, dropped a whopper of a dodge when NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Lamas asked him if he would testify to Congress about the Epstein files, like former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have agreed to do. Lamas scored a big exclusive interview with Trump that's set to air Super Bowl Sunday. So this Sunday, with clips rolling out advanced. So do you think Trump will testify as well? I mean, as Hillary is doing, he has nothing to hide, right?
Well, I think that, you know, with any of these things, something can be said a certain way and interpreted or tweaked around a certain way. Trump is a master. He's going in there as the ringleader. He'll run a three-ring circus, and he'll allow these people to paint themselves into a corner. I don't think that they stand a chance of getting to him on this particular issue.
So why does Hillary,
if they had it, they'd have played it years ago. They don't have it.
Why does Hillary want to do this public, Juan? Why does she say, let's quit the games, let's stop the games, I'll do it public? Why?
Well, because again, she had to do is go testify for Congress. That was public. There was nothing going to be done, backdoor deal. So adding that in there as though that's something new is bullshit. It's posturing. The Clintons are the ultimate political animals. Okay, there's nothing they do that isn't, political to outer space. And so they'll play the game as in
So,
order to protect themselves.
what about Trump saying, I like the Clintons? He said some kind of remark like that. He's playing poker, man. That's what this is right now, right? He knows what's getting ready to happen to them, correct? He knows.
Again, Nino, think of it in terms of the setup for the 2026, everything 2026. It's not about the date of the election at this point in time. It's the things that have to get done in order to do the preparations for this national security emergency, literally election supervised by the military,
Hold on, say that
coming up.
again. Hold on, say that again. You're telling me the midterms will be supervised by the military.
Well, it's the only way. Again, this is the national security emergency. Remember everything that's come out. For example, 10 different directions. We were attacked
Hold on,
on the
Juan, let's.
2020 election, and the attack was from foreign countries, not just internal. Cuba, Venezuela, China, through NATO allies. And locations that are NATO allies, Serbia, Italy, City of London, okay, and even going back to 2016 and 2015 with the first round up to bat with Bill and
Juan, let's
Hillary.
talk about that more on ninoscorner.tv, can we? Because I'm not.
Well, again, I just for the YouTube people, I just want them to understand that if you're going to use like a comparative analysis or a backstop or what's the rest of the story, the rest of the story is everything is about the setup for the 2026 election and posturing, getting ready to declare a national emergency, and then put those elections, have those elections occur in such a way that you actually get an honest election. And everything about the Clintons is about dis. I'm just telling you, starting with Haiti and moving forward. Everything about thinking, the medals, everything else is in the light of what's coming. Because once Trump gets an honest election 2026, most of these problem children are out. You have a complete reset, even within Congress. And if you didn't get that, if you weren't going to get that, Trump would be wiped out, his family, everybody that's associated with him. So this is an existential event for one side or the other. And the gamesmanship coming up on that moment, which isn't at the fall election, it's
Everything
literally
leading
right
up to
now in the
it.
preparation for the national security emergency. Because once he declares that, their ability to go to a court and get a judge to stop him goes away.
My Lord.
No judge has authority in the context of a national security emergency to do diddly shit. And if they try, they themselves can go to jail, okay? Because we're in the midst of a national emergency. We were attacked by foreign countries.
Juan, let's talk more about that on ninoscorner.tv, but I wanted to keep this more Hillary and Trump. There's some
And Epstein has to be viewed in that light. This is being used and letting these people think they might have a shot at taking out Trump before that's declared or some validity like he's a bad guy and blah, blah, blah. They
right. And
actually
so
have.
that's their last shot here, because so what I was going to say is Bill Gates, Elon Musk, among the big names on the Epstein files, Trump added to that, and that gives the or that gives a lot of ammunition to the Democrats. Well, Trump was on the Epstein files, but when I read basically what's, I mean, all these big names here: Prince Andrew, Elon Musk, you got Howard Lutnick, you got Giants co-owner Steve Tisch, the list goes on. Bill Gates,
Okay, so
President
now think
Trump.
about something here.
Well, hold on. Let me read this part. President Trump consistently has said he kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club and ended their friendship 2 decades ago. And while
he was trying to set up one of the Mar-a-Lago members' daughters that worked at Mar-a-Lago and bring her into his brood. Trump got wind of it and went ape shit. He was so livid.
But it says
other Mar-a-Lago members said he's you know, we know who he is. He went ape shit. He's freaking, you know, totally cooked. I mean, remember, by the way, just for context, Nixon gave Trump, remember, they were very close friends. Trump kept a letter from Mrs. Nixon right beside his desk, right behind his left shoulder, said, "I hope someday you decide to run for the presidency. I know if you do, you'll win and you'll be a great president." Nixon gave Trump what he needed to take out the five families in New York.
Wow.
He's the unnamed source who provided that information. Who is the person doing that? Rudy Giuliani. Why does he keep Giuliani around him? Okay? He was already in that crew. The Southern District of New York, crooked judges, cops, everybody, prosecutors, the whole smear have been trying to get Trump since then. He is the guy that got the documentation. Giuliani could come out and do it. But more important than that, Nino is Jeffrey Epstein actually dead?
Ooh, that's it right there. Mm. All right. Wow. All right. So let's take it back to the back channel. That's what I want to talk about here. Are you good with that, Juanito?
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful. Let's talk about, is Jeffrey Epstein actually dead? Let's talk about silver. Let's talk about Iran potentially getting nuked. I want to talk about all
that.
Okay, well, I'm hearing things from different guests, and I know you'll set the record straight.
Hillary fell down. They're trying to come get her right now.
All right, let's see what happens.
Hillary's dripped the gear. They're coming to get her right now. Hillary, come get me.
All right, Juanito. See you at .tv.
All right.